Greetings and welcome, all you commanders, eagles, and angels. This is Rainbird, and I'm pleased to welcome you to the hard news on Friday night and at BBS Radio Station 1. And we're going to start the evening with getting into that heart space. And so let's take a few gentle breaths. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, slowly, gently, and intentionally go into that heart space. Gather with your guides, guardians, angels, spirit teams, whoever you'd like to journey with that kimi drum with. And there's that virtual castle fire, and it's in the center. Let's gather around that fire, that sacred fire. There you go. Yeah, that virtual way we know how to do, and we're going
I am
to
Cryon of Magnetic Service.
and I'm not Cryon, but I am of Magnetic Service. And we all are. So let's call in those seven galactic directions in the Mayan tradition with the Kimi drum. Welcome from the East, the House of Light. May wisdom ripen in the dawn that is upon us, so that we may see things clearly. We welcome from the North, the House of Night. May wisdom mature among us, so that we may see everything from within. We greet from the West, the House of Transformation. May wisdom be transformed into bright action, so that we might accomplish what must be done. We greet from the South, House of Eternal Sun. May right action give you the harvest so that we might enjoy the fruits of the planetary being. We greet from above, the House of Paradise. Where the star people and the ancestors gather, may their blessings reach us now. We welcome from below, House of the Earth. May the beating of the crystal planet's heart bless us with its harmony, so that we might end war. We welcome from the center, source of the galaxy, which is everywhere at once. May everything be recognized as the light of mutual love. I am Naku, Iba Maya, Ima Hope. I am Naku, Iba Maya, Ima Hope. I am Naku, Iba Maya, Ima Hope. All hail the harmony of mind and nature. Inlakesh Alakin, you are me and I am you. So let's stay wherever that drum beat took you, and let's take a few minutes to look at the record of days in the Mayan tradition as well. And today is a 4 Lamont, and we are in those days that are in that are 10 portal days in a row. That extra dimensionality is in there. We're all headed that way. We're feeling that 5D energy anyway and higher. So let's enjoy this extra access to those higher energies. So I will remind you each time. So today is the four Lamont, the yellow self-existing star. We are in the wave of the snake, Qigong, which says shedding that skin and making those body changes and body sensing. So, yeah, let's shed the skin and do that with that self-existing star energy for today. The star is Lamont, and its keywords are beautify, art, and elegance. In the tone four, the self-existing tone, measuring, form, and define. And we are in a year of Khan, which is also, which is interesting because the name of the tone four is also Khan, but it's spelled with a C. And the solar glyph that is Khan is spelled with a K. I find interesting, but that they're actually the same names and just spelled different. Anyway, so yeah, star, beautify, art, and elegance. The tone four is measuring, form, define. Here is the affirmation. I define in order to beautify, measuring art. I seal the store of elegance with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of flowering, and that so that guide tone for today's glyph is the seed. So we have a double seed and all that extra flowering going on. So the ally today is the monkey, and our challenge teacher is the mirror, and our cult guide for today is the Skywalker. So how perfect to be in with Lamont, the star, and with the Skywalker. It's great. So we are, yeah, we're definitely traveling the universe today. So let's look at this a little bit further. No, let's, let me check. No, yeah, we'll do it that way. Yeah. Okay, here it is. Lamont, the Stargate. This is a visionary aspect, and it's about illuminating the illumination of humankind. Absolutely. We're opening that Stargate. So let's embrace these gifts of journeying and that pioneer spirit and having that power to see beyond. We're letting go of any dissonance, any self-doubt as we embrace these energies today. And then moving on to tomorrow, Saturday, it's a five Muluk, the red overtone moon, and it's No Kings Day. So I looked at that map this morning, and where they showed with a dot each place in the country where there's marching, and it was just solid full of dots. So that's very inspiring. And then across the world, there are also people meeting for in support of No Kings. So we're good with that. And so here we have this five Muluk for this No Kings March. This is an artist aspect, and it's that wise use of the rational mind, accepting spirit's directions. And so that's happening. We're embracing those gifts of having that contact with spirit and remembering what we came here to do. Universal mind is our mind, and we're using telepathy to navigate all that. So let's let go of any insensitivity, any attachment to omens or self-doubt as we embrace these energies for Saturday. And again, of course, it's a portal day as well. Then moving on to Sunday, it's a six oak. And oak is an artist, is the dog, and it's an artist aspect, and it's about unconditional love. Who better to teach us that than the dog? So healing the pain of the past. And we're embracing those gifts of contact with spirit guides. and awareness of destiny and awareness of past lives and our loyalty to humankind. As we let go of any fears or any unwise use of anger, we also have Palm Sunday on this day, which is sixth tone. It's the rhythmic tone. It's movement. So, yeah, that's what's happening on Sunday. And then moving on to Monday, it's the seventh tune, the Blue Resonant Monkey. So the monkey is an artist aspect also, and it's about working with balancing work and play and paying attention to clarity of mind and that wise use of magical artistry. So we embrace the gifts of innocence and spontaneity, that ability to play and laugh and, yeah, disengaging what's going on and change the subject. So let's let go of any insensitivity, any jadedness, any resistance to compassion or any mistrust as we embrace these energies on Monday. And then moving on to Tuesday, it's an 8 ebb, the yellow galactic human. So we just went through the wave of the human and revisited with that galactic tone. This is the healing aspect. And it's about the enlightenment of humankind, activating cosmic consciousness, and attuning to spirit. And this, again, I'll remind you, it's also a portal day. So we have these gifts of being that human servant warrior and the gift of abundance and that contact with other dimensions. Absolutely. And I think the planet's going direct at this point, just about so many of them in Aries were doing that. This is a shift in energy, and this is just backing it all up. We're going to let go of any dependence on the analytical mind as we embrace these energies on Tuesday. And then moving on to Wednesday, it's a 9 bend, another portal day. The bend is the Skywalker, and this is a warrior aspect. And this is Wednesday, so it's April Fool's Day, the red solar Skywalker. So we're working our focus and striving towards self-illumination and working for clarity and embracing the gifts of strength and that ability to bend dimensions. So that Skywalker teaches us to do that. So let's let go of any resistance to faith or any belief in aloneness as we embrace these energies on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it's the 10 East, the White Planetary Wizard, and the Portal Day. And the East, the Wizard, is a visionary aspect. And it's about illumination for others and clarity of mind and purpose. So we're embracing the gifts of shaman, the jaguar medicine, being that jaguar priestess woman, embracing integrity and working in accordance with divine will, this energy. So let's let go of any control or personal power issues or any manipulation as we embrace these energies on Thursdays, the day of our new program, Panthers Unite, courtesy of Padme. And then on Friday, when we come back, it'll be Men, the Eagle, again, another portal day. This is a visionary aspect, the Eagle. So we're working with our commitment to service and moving consciousness to source and reconnecting with all creation. So let's embrace the gifts of independence and that belief in ourselves as we let go of any feelings of despair, any dissociation, and let go of that illusion of separateness, separation. So we'll talk about that some more on Friday when we come back. The spectral tone is about letting go. That was Thursday. That's right. No, it's Friday. The Eagle is next Friday. So we'll talk about some more next Friday when we get back. And I'm going to change my hat and talk about the housekeeping for a few minutes. As we are our listener-supported radio program, it's all of us that make it happen. And this week, we need $184 for VBS Radio. and that's required, and we've been able to keep up with making that payment timely, and we need to continue to do that. So $184 is a must each week. And so here's how you do it. Go into your heart space, see what is yours to give, and then go to bdsradio.com. And there on the homepage, you see the schedule for the different programs. The schedule for Radio Station 1 is the one we're on now. And we're listed at the 8 o'clock hour. And yeah, so as you go to that listening, you'll see an icon there where you can click on it and access our account with BBS Radio. And using your bank card, you can make a donation any amount. So thank you for taking that action. We also have a show on Saturday. It's on Radio Station 2 at the 3:30 hour. And you'll find that listed on Radio Station 2 under the True History. And it is the true history of Nisera and our galactic origins. And so there you can click on our icon and make a donation using your bank card and any amount. So those are the two shows we have. And so thank you for taking that action. We're so grateful. We are also assisting Tara and Rama with their bills. And they have the electric bill is at $110 that is due, and the windscreen bill is $176.50. And they also need $200 for living expenses, so that's $486.50 for Tara and Rama. And we are grateful for all that they do. Here's Rama's email. As you want to make a payment, go to paypal.com and put in the Rainbow Roundtable email address and that Rainbow Roundtable 2013 Rainbow Roundtable email address is Koran, K-O-R-A-N 9999@hotmail.com. So there you have it, all the information. I will tell you that again. The PayPal address for donating to Rama is Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 9999@hotmail.com. And also, there's a mailing address. If you would like to send a check or money order, that mailing address is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M-D. Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. Post Office Box 280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico, 87567 is the zip. I'll say it again. That's fast. Post Office Box 280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico, 87567. And Berkowitz is spelled B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. Okay, what else? Oh, yes, I'll give you the web address for Rainbow Roundtable is rainbowroundtable.net. And there on the, you will find at the all kinds of information on there. And there's the schedules are on there. The contacts are on there that Rama talks to. All kinds of information about Nisera is on there. Like the most complete information on Nisera is on there. And then as you scroll to the bottom, you'll see a GoFundMe, and we're assisting with Tara's and Rama's wellness as we can get some donations for that there. That GoFundMe is there, and you'll see that. So thank you for assisting, and I believe that's everything. Yeah, I think it is. Oh, and let's see, what else is going on? Well, Palm Sunday's on Sunday. I see what these characters are up to. So here I'm going to send this talking stick. It is hilarious. It's got all these people marching, and they've all got signs, and they're pretty clever. I'm not getting a close up of what these signs are saying, but I wouldn't be surprised what they're saying about it. But it's no kings. It's a no kings signs, and they seem to multiply the more you look at them. It's just masses and masses of them. The greeting, Tar. Rama, and here comes his talking stick, and it's full of fairies and feathers, and it's getting loaded quickly, so you better catch it now. Greetings, welcome. Here comes the talking stick.
Greetings, Rainbird. Greetings, everyone. I got it. It is loaded. It's all of the energies that are pouring in right at this most magnificent time on the planet. Things are moving at, I could say, quantum light speed and then some. With all of the events taking place as we're being moved into the fifth dimension and higher. Every day, the energies just keep getting better and better and brighter. And this is what's shifting all the timelines right now. I know the other stories, and like I said yesterday, the old war stories are done. No kings rallies tomorrow. This is huge. And when people come together in these unified fields of consciousness, things move. That's what the quantum field has. One does it, all do it. And there's a shift in the field around the planet, and it is exponential. This is what Maharishi taught, and so many others throughout the eons. And it's right now, we are the ones that are stepping into those big shoes, as it were. It's this magical moment that has to do with whatever is being set out there by the holograms. I call them that because, like Greg Braden describes, this is a simulation. And we're in it, yet we're not in it because there's a completion cycle happening right now. This is what all the animals, all the white knights, the forces of light are saying at this particular junction with this full moon coming up in Libra in the past. Eclipses, solar, lunar, the spring equinox. Aries is doing his thing, and it's about love at the highest order, not that other thing, which is called WAR. War is over. If you want it, like John Lennon said, there's no reason for this. It is totally illogical, as Bach would say, because Iran has done nothing to us except try to share with us the wisdom of the Sufi masters and the way of the zikr. The dance. There are all kinds of different ceremonies, council fires, council circles around the planet. Natasha, that I talk to all the time, has been learning from the people that live surrounding Lake Bakil. in at the border of Mongolia, Tibet, China. And these people, just like the Sami people in Sweden, Norway, Denmark, the Laplanders, the northern hemisphere is where the ships come in all over the planet. Southern hemisphere as well as the equator. And this is big because we are being visited and upgraded exponentially every day. And today I sat with 12 deer, seven crows, and two ravens, and one black cat over at Moon Mountain, getting ready for the full moon in Libra. And we did the Adi Shakti mantra and the breath of fire for about 11, 10 minutes, somewhere in there. And when you do that and you consciously do the breathing and work with the energy, you get altered and the energies come in, and you just sometimes have to sit down and allow the energies to just pour in. The animals know this and they work with you. In terms of the other stories out there, it is about the ending of this old timeline that has no relevance to what's going on. It is simply about the fact that the folks that are playing with this holodeck program, as I call it, the simulation, they know, yet they're having to see it through to the end, simply because what's unfolding is them having to go to Dracos and deal with the arbitrator. This is a whole nother story of galactic proportions that it is the larger story that Lisa Royale talks about on the Prism of Lyra. And Solara talks about this as well. And many others, angels and different folks that went through the various experiences of the Orion Wars and led into what's happening right now. The exposure of all the old stories, it's very big because it goes back to this story, the cradle of civilization, Tigris, Euphrates River, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Lebanon. I mean, I'm hearing on the news there's not a safe place to go in Lebanon. I haven't talked to Lady Nada today yet. It's courtesy of this contrived state of Israel, along with the US corporations. The people have the power. We need to hold these so-called life forms that think they're in power accountable for their war crimes and crimes against humanity, not just on Earth. It goes all the way, like I said, back to Orion. This story is millions, billions of years old. It is big because the technologies that are coming in are all being reactivated, realigned with the new timeline, the different ancient structures like Göbekli Tepe and the other places around Turkey and the other vortexes. Easter Island is coming into the forefront. Those folks that are the giants, these are some of the ancient ones that have been here since before the flood, and they all hold a role to play in this story. It's huge. I'm gonna play this piece here with Cryon talking about this at this moment before we gotta go to the conference call. Here we go. Yeah. It's just a second. I gotta bring it up again. This is a different one. I gotta stop this.
High in the Himalayas, where the mountains breathe.
Just a second. I'm getting near. Here we go. This is Cryon.
I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. A beautiful day in this Egypt land where you are listening to me. We are in a public area yet again in the Saqqara area. Beautiful. So much history is here. Yesterday we did mention, however, that in a larger concept of all that is, especially civilization, you have to look at the cosmology of humanity and especially consciousness. A cosmology that has been given to you by other agents, other ancients, and the agents of spirituality, you might say. Agents of spirituality. The ones responsible for giving you an overview that is perhaps even larger than a 5,000-year background of Egypt. Yesterday we did mention that you are really completing a 5,200-year cycle. The Egyptians started it. And this was by plan when you look at the calendars and the cosmology of both those of South America and Central America and more. And so here you are looking at something that we have given you before in channel. You are coming out of the shift. You are coming out of that calendar of the Maya that was predicted so long ago. And this difficult time that you have had, even predicted by the Christian Church. Again, we tell you, are now coming out of that which is a 5,200-year-old cycle into another one. And what do the cycles carry with them in the beginning? New awakening. New civilization, you might say. New ideas, new inventions, new ways of thinking. This is what comes with a renewal of the cycle. If you go back and take a look at the history of Egypt, that's exactly what took place. New thinking, new consciousness, new building, new ideas, the idea of the afterlife, the return, all of these things, new for the planet, and developed into something that lasted and lasted and lasted. It lasted because of the truth within it. It lasted because of the energy that was accurate and real. It lasted through many of those who conquered. That's what truth does. So I want to give you an example of what you're facing next, because something is coming, awakening. Slow, just like here, but awakening. And in that, there are some things I want to give you, that will help you, that you have to work with. We have mentioned this before, that you're going to come into new thinking. What do you have right now? Old thinking. And for those of you who are interested in awakening of yourselves, of knowing more about what's going on between you and the Creator, you have to know these things. You have come out of a very old energy, an old energy that has been with this planet for thousands of years. You're a part of it. Your human experience has been part of it, all of you. Now the sun comes out. Now the reawakening starts in another cycle, and the cosmology of the planet and consciousness is in its final phase, which we will call the ascension stage. Slow although it may be, there are those of you who are so ready for it. And I tell you this, you're going to have to then drop the old ways to accept the new ones. You can't carry the baggage of old energy and the way things worked into that which is new. This has always been the case with consciousness. So I give you a story. And the story may be one you think is a bit outlandish, oh my goodness. But the story is a metaphor of what you face. Let us say you and your family are going to go to the train station and take a trip. Now, most of you don't go to the train station anymore. And so that ought to be some kind of a giveaway that the story is about you, perhaps in the 1920s or 30s. Pretend. Even though your life is not that old, pretend. You've seen your movies. You know what happened. You know your history. And let us say you are in a first world country where you have the ability to travel, you know what you're doing, and it's time again to take the family to another place. And so you arrive at the train station, but suddenly it is not a train station. You've arrived at an airport. Now, I want you to just stop for a moment and think of what you would face. You'd think you're nuts or crazy, but let's just pass over that for a moment and look at what you brought. You brought luggage, of course. You still bring luggage today. The luggage you brought back then was like boxes with a handle, and they were heavy, and there was no limit to their heaviness. And so, of course, when you got out of your vehicle, you expected the porters, and they weren't there. Instead, you find, instead of boxes, everything has wheels. I would like you to just stop for a moment and realize the changes between the old methods and the new just in your culture. Between that which is one era, the 20s, the 30s, and another one, which is the 2000s. How would you feel about that? What would you feel like doing at that moment when absolutely everything you believed, trusted, expected was not there? This would be a time when many of you would simply stop and say, take me home. I want to go back. Now, you might think that is quite a metaphor. And that's not really the way it is. Oh, yes, it is. You cannot carry the boxes with handles when everything else has wheels and it flies now. I am giving you an example of consciousness shift, of what it is like to go from a very old consciousness of what you expect into a new consciousness that what you expect is not there. What you expect, dear ones, are old reactions, older energy, older ways. And when you start moving in to mastery, a world that has compassion and kindness, those things that you're used to, that you've slogged through in your life, will not be there. What would it be like to have a world where there was no pushback when you started talking about your own experience, for instance, your own awakening, or you started talking about the love of the Creator, or that which is light in your life and makes a difference to others. And what you found out, in an old energy, there would be those who simply walk away, don't talk to me, I don't want to know. In a new energy, they'll gather around you, because you will be one of those who knows about it. Because the planet is changing in that direction. Imagine judging your politicians on how compassionate they are instead of the platforms that they have of politics. You might say that is not only fantasy, it's stupid. I'll tell you, that's the difference between going to the train station or the airport. It doesn't happen all at once. Agreed. But you have to then drop expectations. This will be the hardest thing any of you do. How many of you are aware of the phrase in English? When something happens, you sit back and go, well, what'd you expect? What does that tell you about what you expect? The expectation is dysfunction. The expectation is it won't work. The expectation is they won't listen. Or here it is again. I want you to start rewriting those things. Right now in your life, what's next? What happens when you get back from this trip? What do you think might be there? What do you expect? Here's your chance. Expect miracles. Yeah. Expect differences in these years to come on how people react to you. This is the best news I have ever given, ever. And this is the time for it. The rewriting of reality, you might say, and the beginning of awakening. That's why I'm here. Dear ones, may you always drink from the Nile. In this land, this means something to an Egyptian. I want you to feel it meaning something to you. The compassion and the love that this country has carried for a very long time in the face of almost every conqueror. That's something. And so it is.
Explain this when we come back, as we're getting ready for the conference call. The number is 720-716-7301, and the PIN code is 353-863-POUND. I just, you know, don't quite have enough time to play this one piece. We'll play it when we come back. See you in about an hour. Sat Nam.
We invoke the living energies of Saint Germain. Are we sounding better now? Okay. Thank you. But we will let Lord Shiva have a moment here to share the wisdom of what's happening. Take a listen to this.
High in the Himalayas, where the mountains breathe silence and time seems to slow down, Lord Shiva sat in deep stillness. Snow rested gently on his shoulders. His eyes were half closed, not asleep, not awake, resting in awareness. One day, a crow landed nearby. The crow was ordinary. Its feathers were dark and rough. It was not beautiful like a peacock or graceful like a swan, yet its eyes were sharp, filled with quiet curiosity. And like others, it did not cry or beg, it simply watched. From deep stillness, Shiva's awareness gently turned toward the crow. "You have come again," Shiva said softly. The crow bowed its head as much as a crow can. Then, in a voice trembling with honesty, it asked, "O Mahadev, I have flown across villages and forests. I have seen children born into comfort and others into hunger. I have watched honest beings struggle and clever ones rise. Some lives feel blessed, others burdened from the very beginning. All beings suffer and strive. Some rise, some fall. Some are born in light, others in pain. Please tell me, what decides destiny?" Shiva smiled, the kind of smile that carries both compassion and mystery. "Listen carefully, this truth is not meant for many years." The wind grew still. Even the mountains seemed to lean closer. Shiva picked up a small pebble and dropped it onto the ground. "Tell me," he asked the crow, "why did this pebble fall here?" The crow thought for a moment and answered, "My lord, because you dropped it." "Yes," Shiva said, "but why did it fall this way and not another?" The crow was silent. Shiva continued, "Destiny is not a single event. It is not a line written once and followed forever. It is the meeting point of many forces, past actions, present choices, and the silent rhythm of time that moves through all things." He paused, allowing the words to settle, not just in the air, but in the space within the listener. "Every thought you have, every action you take, every intention you carry," he went on, "becomes a thread. Alone, each thread seems small, almost insignificant. But over time, they weave together into a pattern. That pattern is what you call destiny." The crow hesitated, then asked, "Then why do some suffer, no matter how hard they try? Why do their efforts seem to disappear, like footprints in snow?" Shiva's voice became softer. "Because not all seeds sprout in the same season. Some must wait beneath the soil, through darkness, pressure, and silence, before they can rise." The crow lowered its head. "Your role," Shiva said, "is not to question the season, but to remain alive within it." And with that, Shiva closed his eyes again. As the crow prepared to leave, it felt lighter. It had not received an easy answer, but it had received a true one. And as it flew across the vast sky, it finally understood, life is not just something that happens to you, it is something that unfolds through you. Destiny is never loud. It does not announce itself. It only whispers through your daily choices. If this video touched something within you, take a moment to share it with someone who walks the path of reflection and inner growth. If you wish to continue this journey into the timeless wisdom of the Vedas and beyond, subscribe to the channel and walk with us through many more stories of truth, light, and awakening.
His story is bring forth the destiny of all of us when the stone is dropped. Whichever way it falls, we do not know. We just follow the destiny that our soul is bringing forth in this most sacred hour of what's unfolding for all of humanity. It is quite an awesome time to behold everything that is going on. Love is the answer, not war. It is that rainbow bridge that shows up out of nowhere. You can summon it by calling in all the rays, all the flames. It is quite real. everything that is going on right now is about ascension frequencies that are lifting us into higher realms that have to do with how this story unfolds in the next little while. We can say, in spite of all the other stuff going on, our true destiny is about love. Love is the answer in all forms of frequency. It is amazing to behold each moment, each nanosecond, like Lord Shiva spoke about. Our destiny is within that seed of all creation, and it is being awakened now. Some seeds are taking a little longer, yet it is happening nonetheless. It's all part of this cosmic plan that was laid out eons ago to culminate. Now the energies just keep getting higher, and we will take our leave, and there is one more. Here we're going to play. It's about 38 minutes.
Not made by.
Just a moment. This is called Chosen One. The last 5 days of March will test you. God begins the miracle chain reaction now. What's happening in these last few days of March is changing all kinds of realities and dimensions within the multiverses that are interacting with this multiverse. They overlap each other. This entanglement. Remember this. There are six other super universes. They are in antimatter. This one's in the matter universe. Nebadon, remember that. This is the place where it changes, right here. This little blue-green dot in the vastness of space. It's not alone. There are so many folks here. It is time. We have a little jasmine green tea and figure out the rest of the story. See you in the light of the most radiant one. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth,
Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai, Sawail. Now, in the owl, you did a
Listen closely, because something has already started moving in your life, even if your eyes cannot yet confirm it. There is a clock, not made by human hands, not measured by ordinary time, and it has begun its final countdown as March comes to its end. You feel it, don't you? That subtle pressure in your chest, that restlessness that will not let you stay comfortable anymore. This is not anxiety. This is activation. You were not brought here by accident, and you did not click on this message by coincidence. The universe has been arranging moments, conversations, delays, even disappointments, all to position you here at the edge of something irreversible. These last 5 days are not ordinary days. They are a test, a refinement, a doorway that only the chosen can recognize. And if you are hearing this, then you are already inside the frequency of those who were meant to pass through it. Stay with me. And if something inside you is already stirring, if your spirit recognizes this truth before your mind can explain it, then mark this moment. I recently released a powerful audiobook titled How to Awaken the Rich Mind Within You. Not just words, but a frequency designed to shift your inner world so your outer world can finally respond. It is not priced for profit. It is priced for access. Minimal, intentional, so that those who are truly ready can step in without resistance. If you feel even the slightest pull toward expanding your mindset and unlocking what has been dormant within you, the link is waiting for you in the description and in the first pinned comment. Do not ignore what resonates, because once this begins, it does not stop. You have spent so much time wondering why you could never fully settle, why peace always seemed temporary, why every time you thought you had arrived, something shifted again. But what if I told you that discomfort was never a punishment? It was preparation. You were not designed for a life of stillness. You were designed for movement, for transformation, for expansion that others would not understand. And now, as these final days of March unfold, that design is being activated at a level you have never experienced before. This is why things may feel unstable, why emotions rise without warning, why clarity and confusion seem to dance together in your mind. It is not chaos. It is calibration. You are being tuned to a higher frequency, one that requires you to release what once felt safe. And the test is simple, but not easy. Will you cling to what is familiar, or will you trust what you cannot yet see? Because what is coming cannot enter a life that is still holding on to the past. There is something happening around you right now that you may not fully notice yet. A quiet separation. Energies are shifting. Paths are diverging. People who once felt aligned may begin to feel distant. Conversations may lose their depth. Connections may weaken without explanation. Do not panic. Do not chase. This is not loss. This is alignment. The universe is filtering your environment with precision, removing what cannot follow you into what is coming next. And yes, it may feel lonely at moments. It may feel confusing. But understand this. Isolation is often the final stage before elevation. You are being pulled into a space where your clarity can sharpen, where your intuition can grow louder than the noise you once depended on. The test here is subtle. Will you try to hold on to what is already leaving, or will you honor the shift and allow space for what is destined to arrive? because the miracle chain reaction cannot begin in a crowded room. It requires space. It requires silence. It requires you. That weight you've been carrying, that sense that something is about to break or burst or change, it is not imagined. It is pressure. Yes, but not the kind meant to crush you. It is the kind that creates transformation. Think of it as a force building within you, compressing your old identity until it can no longer hold its shape. And in these final 5 days, that pressure will intensify, not to harm you, but to reveal you. You may feel emotional waves rise unexpectedly. You may feel urges to make decisions you have been avoiding. You may feel pulled towards something new while simultaneously feeling fear of leaving the old behind. This is the test, not of your strength, but of your willingness. Will you allow the pressure to shape you, or will you resist and prolong the process? Because resistance does not stop transformation. It only delays your arrival. There are moments in life that divide everything into before and after. This is one of those moments. You are standing at a threshold, not a physical one, but a spiritual crossing that few people ever recognize while they are in it. And what makes it powerful is this. Once you cross, there is no returning to who you used to be. Your perception changes. Your priorities shift. Your energy becomes incompatible with what once felt normal. And this is why the test feels so intense, because part of you still remembers the comfort of the old version of yourself, while another part is already reaching for what is next. You are in between identities, and the universe is watching, not to judge you, but to witness your choice. Will you step forward, even without certainty? Or will you hesitate at the edge of your own becoming? Have you noticed it? The silence. Not just the absence of noise, but the kind of silence that feels alive. Messages that used to come clearly may now feel delayed. Signs that once appeared frequently may seem to pause. It may feel like nothing is happening. But this silence is not emptiness. It is integration. The universe is not withdrawing from you. It is allowing you to hear yourself more clearly. Because in these final days, your inner voice matters more than any external confirmation. The test is this. Can you trust what you feel, even when there is no visible proof? Can you move forward without needing constant reassurance? Because the next level of your life requires self-trust that is unshaken by temporary uncertainty. While you are questioning, while you are feeling, while you are navigating this strange in-between state, something else is happening beyond your awareness. Pieces are moving. Doors are being prepared. Conversations you have not yet heard are already unfolding. Opportunities are aligning themselves with your future self, not your current comfort zone. And this is why you may feel a sense of anticipation without knowing why. Your spirit can sense what your eyes cannot yet see. The miracle chain reaction does not begin with visible results. It begins with unseen rearrangements. And the test is patience, not passive waiting, but active trust. Trust that what is being prepared is more precise than anything you could have forced on your own. You may be expecting a dramatic challenge, a clear obstacle, something obvious that signals this is the test. But that is not how this works. The real test is hidden in your reactions, in the way you respond to uncertainty, in the thoughts you choose to believe, in the decisions you make when no one is watching. It is not about proving your worth. You were already chosen. It is about aligning your actions with that truth. Will you act like someone who trusts their path? Or will you shrink back into doubt? because the universe is not testing you to see if you are worthy. It is testing you to see if you are ready. And just as the energy begins to rise, just as something inside you starts to awaken with clarity, doubt will appear. Not loudly, not aggressively, but subtly, like a whisper that sounds almost like your own voice. It will ask you if you are imagining things, if you are overthinking, if you are setting yourself up for disappointment again. This is not a coincidence. This is the moment where many turn back, because doubt does not come to destroy you. It comes to test your alignment. Will you believe the version of yourself that was shaped by fear, or the one that is emerging through truth? These last days will bring moments where your faith feels fragile. But understand this: doubt is not the opposite of belief. It is the doorway to it. And the way you move through this doorway will determine everything that follows. There is something important you must understand right now. You are being observed, not by something that seeks to punish or control you, but by a force that responds to your frequency. Every thought, every reaction, every emotional shift, it sends a signal. And in these final days of March, that signal becomes amplified. This is why small moments feel bigger, why minor decisions seem heavier, because your energy is being measured, not to determine your worth, but to match you with what is next. The universe does not respond to what you say you want. It responds to what you are aligned with. And this is the test. Can you hold your energy steady, even when circumstances try to pull you out of alignment? Because what is coming next will not match your desires. It will match your state of being. You may begin to feel it more strongly now, that pull, that quiet but persistent sense that you are being drawn towards something you cannot yet define. It may not make logical sense. It may not fit into your current plans, but it will feel undeniable. This is not confusion. This is direction without details. And this is where many hesitate, because the mind wants certainty, but the soul moves through knowing. The test here is simple. Will you honor the pull, even if you cannot explain it to anyone else? Because the path ahead is not meant to be understood all at once. It is meant to be revealed as you move. As you approach this threshold, as the shift becomes closer, more real, more undeniable, something else will happen. The patterns you thought you had outgrown may return. Old habits, old thoughts, even old situations or people may reappear, almost as if nothing has changed. But this is not regression. This is a final opportunity, a final test of identity. The universe is asking you, are you truly who you say you are becoming, or will you fall back into who you used to be? And the answer will not come from your words. It will come from your choices. This is the moment where you prove, not to the world, but to yourself, that you have changed. There will be moments, unexpected, unplanned, where emotion rises within you with intensity you cannot ignore. You may feel overwhelmed without a clear reason. You may feel joy and heaviness within the same hour. This is not instability. This is release. Layers of your past, stored within your body, your mind, your energy, they are surfacing so they can finally leave. And the test is not to suppress them, not to analyze them endlessly, but to allow them, to feel without judgment, to release without resistance. Because what you carry, you cannot bring with you. And what you release creates space for what is meant to arrive. You have tried to control outcomes, to plan every step, to predict what comes next so you can feel safe. But now, control is slipping. Plans may change unexpectedly. Timing may feel off. Things you thought were certain may begin to shift, and this can feel unsettling. But understand this. Control is not being taken from you. It is being replaced with alignment. Because what is meant for you cannot be forced into existence. It must unfold in its own time. And the test is this. Can you surrender the need to control without losing your sense of direction? Because surrender is not giving up. It is stepping into trust. There will be moments in these days where you are presented with choices that feel familiar, situations that resemble your past, decisions that you have faced before. But this time, something will feel different. You will have awareness. You will see the pattern clearly. And in that moment, you will be given a choice. Repeat or rise. This is where transformation becomes real. Not in what you understand, but in what you do differently. And the universe will respond instantly to your choice. Because every new decision creates a new direction. And every new direction leads to a new reality. And then, subtly at first, you will begin to notice it. Small shifts, unexpected moments, things aligning in ways you did not plan, but somehow needed. This is the beginning, the first spark of the chain reaction. It may not look dramatic, it may not feel like a miracle yet, but it will carry a certain energy, a quiet confirmation that something is moving in your favor. And this is where many make a mistake. They overlook it. They dismiss it. They wait for something bigger. But this is the bigger thing in its earliest form. The test is recognition. Can you see the miracle while it is still small? And once it begins, it will not slow down. What started as subtle shifts will start to accelerate, building momentum in ways that feel almost surreal. Events will begin to connect. Conversations will carry unexpected weight. Timing will feel too precise to be coincidence. And you may find yourself asking, why is everything happening so fast now? Because this is the nature of a chain reaction. Once the first piece moves, the rest follow with increasing intensity. You are no longer in preparation. You are in motion. And the test now is different. It is no longer about waiting. It is about keeping up. Can you remain grounded while everything around you begins to shift? Can you stay aligned when the pace increases? Because acceleration reveals what stability cannot hide. There were moments in your life, quiet, desperate, honest moments, where you asked for change, where you asked for clarity, for purpose, for something more than what you were experiencing. Those moments were heard, not ignored, not forgotten, and now they are being answered. But here is the truth most are not prepared for. The answer rarely arrives in the form you expected. It comes through disruption, through redirection, through the removal of what no longer aligns. And this can feel confusing, even uncomfortable. But understand this. What is happening now is not against you. It is in response to you. The test is acceptance. Can you accept the answer even when it doesn't match your original expectation? As things begin to shift more rapidly, another emotion will rise. Fear, not of failure, but of loss. The fear of letting go of what you have known. The fear of stepping into something that has no guarantee. And this fear can be powerful. It can make you question everything. It can make you hesitate, even when you know you are moving in the right direction. But listen carefully. This fear is not a warning. It is a threshold. It appears at the exact point where transformation becomes real. And the test is courage. Not the absence of fear, but the decision to move forward despite it, because what you are afraid of losing is often what has already outgrown you. Something within you is changing now, not just externally, but internally. The way you perceive situations, people, even yourself, it is shifting. Things that once confused you will begin to make sense. Patterns that were hidden will become clear. You will start to see truth where you once saw illusion. And this can be both empowering and overwhelming. Because clarity removes comfort. It reveals what you can no longer ignore. And the test here is honesty. Can you face what you now see without turning away? Because once you see clearly, you cannot go back to not knowing. You may notice a growing sense of detachment, not from life, but from things that once held emotional weight over you. Situations that used to trigger you may now feel distant. People who once occupied your thoughts may no longer have the same presence. And this can feel strange, even unsettling. You may question if you are becoming cold, disconnected, but this is not disconnection. This is liberation. You are no longer tied to what once controlled your energy, and the test is understanding. Can you allow this detachment without trying to recreate old emotional patterns? Because what you are releasing is making room for something deeper. Now the signs will become clearer. Numbers repeating. Conversations aligning. Moments that feel too precise to be random. This is synchronicity, the language of alignment. And it will begin to surround you more frequently, more noticeably, as if something is trying to get your attention. Because something is. The universe is communicating with you in ways that bypass logic and speak directly to your awareness. And the test is attention. Will you notice? Will you acknowledge? Or will you dismiss these moments as coincidence? Because the more you recognize them, the louder they become. Just before something shifts completely, resistance often peaks. You may feel tired. Doubt may return stronger. You may even feel the urge to step back, to pause, to retreat into what feels familiar. This is the final resistance, the last attempt of your old self to maintain control. And it can be convincing. It can feel like you are making a mistake, like you should slow down, like you should reconsider everything. But this is the moment that defines everything. The test is persistence. Can you continue forward even when everything within you asks you to stop? Because breakthrough does not come when it is comfortable. It comes when you move through discomfort. And then, almost suddenly, it shifts. What once felt uncertain begins to feel clear. What once felt delayed begins to move. Pieces fall into place in ways that feel almost orchestrated. And you realize, this was never random. Every delay, every challenge, every moment of doubt, it was all positioning you for this alignment. And in this moment, something within you settles. Not because everything is perfect, but because you finally understand that you are exactly where you are meant to be. The test here is trust at a deeper level. Not just trusting the process, but trusting yourself within it. There comes a moment in every transformation where return is no longer possible, and you have reached it. Even if you tried to go back, to think the same thoughts, to live the same way, something inside you would resist, because you have seen too much, you have felt too deeply, you have crossed an internal line that cannot be uncrossed. And this realization may feel both empowering and unsettling, because forward is now your only direction. The test here is acceptance. Can you fully release the idea of who you used to be without mourning it as a loss? Because it was never your final form. It was only your beginning, as your internal state stabilizes, as your alignment strengthens, something remarkable begins to happen. The world around you starts to respond differently. Opportunities appear with less resistance. People interact with you in new ways. Situations that once felt heavy begin to feel lighter. This is not coincidence. This is resonance. Your energy has shifted, and now your external reality is beginning to mirror that shift. But the test is consistency. Can you maintain this state, even when old triggers attempt to pull you back? Because alignment is not a moment. It is a practice. What you have been waiting for does not arrive with noise. It does not announce itself loudly or demand your attention. It enters quietly, subtly, almost gently. And if you are not aware, you might miss it. This could be an opportunity, a connection, an idea, something that feels simple on the surface, but carries profound significance. This is how the universe delivers what is meant for you, without overwhelming you. And the test is awareness. Can you recognize the importance of something that does not appear dramatic? Because not all miracles arrive with intensity. Some arrive with precision. As this new energy integrates into your life, you may begin to feel a sense of expansion, a widening of your perspective, your capacity, your sense of self. But with expansion comes unfamiliarity. You may feel like you are stepping into a version of yourself that you do not fully recognize yet. And this can create a strange tension between confidence and uncertainty. But understand this, growth always feels unfamiliar at first, and the test is embodiment. Can you allow yourself to grow into this new version without shrinking back into what feels comfortable? Because comfort is not always alignment. There will be a moment, clear, undeniable, where everything clicks, where the signs, the shifts, the emotions, the challenges, they all make sense at once. And in that moment, you will realize something powerful. You are not imagining any of this. You are not overthinking. You are not lost. You are being guided. Every step, every feeling, every moment of doubt, it was part of a larger design. And this realization will not just bring clarity, it will bring relief, a deep, grounding understanding that you are exactly where you are meant to be. The test here is surrender at the highest level. Can you fully trust what has been revealed? Without fully realizing it, you have shifted timelines, not in a dramatic, visible way, but in a subtle, energetic transition. The version of your life that you are now stepping into is different from the one you were on before. And this is why things feel different. Why your reactions are different. Why your path no longer resembles what it once did. You are no longer moving toward what you used to want. You are moving toward what is aligned with who you have become. And the test is presence. Can you stay fully here? Without trying to compare this new path to your old expectations. With clarity comes responsibility. Now that you see differently, now that you understand more deeply, you can no longer act unconsciously. Every choice carries weight. Every decision shapes your direction. And this is not meant to create pressure. It is meant to empower you. Because awareness gives you control in a different way. Not control over outcomes, but control over alignment. And the test is integrity. Can you act in alignment with what you know is true, even when it is difficult? Because this is what sustains transformation. As these last days of March come to their close, something begins to settle within you. The intensity softens. Not because the process is over, but because you have integrated what you needed to. you are no longer in the same state of uncertainty. You are no longer questioning everything. There is a quiet confidence now, a grounded awareness that something has changed permanently. And this is the integration phase, where everything you have experienced becomes part of who you are. And the test is patience. Can you allow this integration to complete without rushing into what comes next? There are doors in life that open again and again, opportunities that circle back, lessons that repeat until they are learned. But this door, the one you have just approached through these final days of March, is not one of them. This is a threshold that appears only once in this form, at this time, in this exact alignment of who you have become. And now it stands open before you, not forcing you, not pulling you, simply waiting. The energy around it is unmistakable, a quiet gravity, a sense that everything has led to this exact point. And the test is decision, not overthinking, not delaying, but choosing. Because hesitation is the only thing that can keep you from crossing. And understand this clearly. The door does not close out of punishment. It closes because time moves forward, and so must you. You may still be looking for a moment, a signal, a dramatic shift that confirms everything. But listen carefully, the miracle chain reaction has already started. It began the moment you chose to listen, the moment you felt something resonate and decided not to ignore it, the moment you stayed instead of turning away. Every small shift, every realization, every decision you made differently, those were the first links in the chain, and now they are building upon each other, creating momentum that cannot be undone. This is not something you wait for anymore. This is something you are inside of. The test is awareness at its highest level. Can you recognize that it is already happening, even if it does not yet look the way you expected? Take a moment now and feel the weight of everything you have been through. The confusion, the delays, the moments where you questioned everything, including yourself. None of it was wasted. None of it was random. It was all leading you here, to this awareness, to this alignment, to this exact version of yourself that is now ready to move forward. You were never behind. You were never off track. You were being prepared. And now you have arrived, not at an ending, but at a beginning that carries the energy of everything you have learned. The test is recognition. Can you truly see how far you have come without minimizing it? Something has shifted in your connection with the universe. What once felt distant now feels immediate. What once felt unclear now feels responsive. This is because you are no longer operating from uncertainty. You are operating from alignment. And when alignment is present, response becomes faster, clearer, more direct. You will begin to notice it, how quickly things reflect your state, how instantly your energy shapes your experience. And this is where everything becomes real, because now there is no separation between what you are and what you experience. The test is mastery. Can you remain aware of your energy, knowing that it is now creating your reality in real time? There was a time when what you desired felt distant, almost unrealistic, something you hoped for, but weren't sure you would ever truly experience. But now, it is closer than you realize, not because of luck, not because of chance, but because you have become the version of yourself that can receive it. And this is the truth most people never understand. What you receive is always aligned with who you are being. And now, you are aligned. The path is not something you have to chase anymore. It is something that is unfolding beneath your steps. The test is readiness. Can you allow yourself to receive what you once thought was out of reach? There is a moment, right before everything fully manifests, where things feel almost too real, where the possibility becomes undeniable, and with it, the weight of responsibility, of change, of stepping fully into a new life. And this is where many turn back, not because they are not capable, but because they are not willing to let go completely. But you are not most people. You have come too far. You have seen too much. You have felt this too deeply to walk away now. And this is the final test, not of strength, but of commitment. Will you step fully into what is unfolding, or will you hesitate at the edge of your own expansion? And now, the moment arrives, not as a single event, but as a realization, a shift in your awareness where everything becomes clear. You are no longer preparing. You are no longer waiting. You are living it. The next phase of your life has already begun, and you are standing within it. The version of you that once felt distant is now who you are becoming in real time. And as you cross this invisible line, something within you settles, not because the journey is over, but because you finally understand that you are on the right path, and the test is presence. Can you fully step into this moment without looking back? And now, as this transmission comes to its close, there is one final moment of alignment, one final signal that only you can send. Not through words alone, but through intention, through acknowledgement, through the quiet but powerful decision to say, I am ready. This is not for anyone else. This is not for validation. This is for you and for the universe that has been guiding you here all along. But understand this, readiness is not just a feeling, it is a commitment, a decision to evolve your thinking, to expand your perception, to become the version of yourself that can hold what is already moving toward you. And if you feel that call, if something within you knows that your mindset is the final key, then this is where your next step reveals itself. The audiobook, How to Awaken the Rich Mind Within You, has been placed in your path for a reason, not as information, but as activation, a deeper recalibration of how you think, receive, and align with abundance. It is not meant for everyone, only for those who recognize that their inner world must shift before their outer world fully responds. And if that is you, the link is waiting in the description and in the first pinned comment. It has been made intentionally accessible because what it offers is not measured in price, but in transformation. So now, the choice returns to you. If something within you has awakened, if you feel the truth of this in a way that cannot be explained, then mark this moment. Leave your sign below. Not as a comment, but as a declaration. And stay connected, not out of habit, but out of alignment. Because this is not the end of your journey. It is the beginning of everything that follows. Stay aware, stay aligned, and step forward. Because what is meant for you is already moving toward you.
So it is. I passed the talking stick. Back to you, Rainbird.
Oh, that's great. Was that DNA raining?
It was something Cheryl sent out in the last few days.
Okay, I'm thinking that might be what it was. I noticed she sent one a DNA awakening out, but it kind of reminded me of that. That was just good. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes
me really wonder what's happening.
I know.
But I don't know how I fit into any of it. Anyways, it's good to get together and do this, and it's short and sweet that we can pay for it.
Yeah.
That's the idea. So lots of gratitude for everyone joining us here tonight, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon. Cheryl won't be there, but Rainbird will with the drum.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I passed the coffee stick.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Sat Nam.